If there had to be one somewhere in this place.
Oh, fuck. Did I hit the jackpot with this one? The fucking size of it. Oh, better shut the door. Last bit of peace. Time for a little exploration. Oh, nice. Oh, yeah, we all love a bit of sexy poetry for those long winter evenings. Lady Chatterley, huh? Yeah, okay, makes sense. Ah, Hemingway. One for the Doms there. Oh my god, the pop-up Kama Sutra. Jeez. Well, something for everyone, I guess. Okay, what about over here? Well, this is an eclectic mix. Whoever this place belongs to, they certainly know their stuff. Sexy and well-read. Maybe I need to get to know them better. Whoa, hold on, is this... It is! Been meaning to reread this one. Should I? Wow. Maybe just a few pages. I'm sure no one will miss me if I just... stay here for a bit. Shit. Sorry, I know I'm probably not supposed to be in here, but... Oh, hi, it's you. Hi. yeah, from the kitchen. Yeah, I remember. You were getting a drink. I was getting a drink. Yeah. Yeah, I just came in here for a little break. It was getting overwhelming out there. Oh, you too, huh? Yeah, I totally understand. Sometimes you just need a moment to yourself, right? Yeah. what do you think of this place? It's cool, huh? Huge. There must be at least, what, 50,000 books in here, maybe? Oh yeah, I'm a huge fan of libraries. As you might be able to tell from the glasses and the fact that I'm holding this book. I'm not stealing it, I promise. I'm just holding it and, you know, that I'm hiding in a library instead of mingling at the party. Yeah, I'm a bit of a reader. Oh, anything, really. I mostly like science fiction, fantasy, that type of thing, but also other stuff. Classics, the odd thriller. Not picky. I just happened to see it here on the shelf. I was surprised to find it, actually. It's by one of my favorite authors. See? No, get out of here, you like him too, huh? Small world. Have you read this one? Really? Sorry, I didn't mean for that to sound like it did. It's not that I don't believe you or anything, it's just... well, it's kind of unusual to come across someone who's read this, in the wild, if you know what I mean. And you don't look like... I mean, not that you don't look... you know, I mean, obviously you read, and you're probably very... not that you look... anyway, so what did you think of it? Yeah. Oh my god, yes. I know, right? Exactly what I thought. Seems like we're both on the same page. Okay, yeah, sorry, that was terrible. Made you laugh, though. But yeah, right? It's just, oh my God, everyone should read this fucking book. It's, I can't even begin to explain. I mean, the way the author uses the imagery of reflection and the whole subplot about the puzzles and the way he structures the novel around the layout of the building, it's just so clever. You can almost imagine it being set in this mansion, right? So many rooms. I got lost just trying to find the bathroom earlier. But yeah, the book, I mean, maybe some could see it as a bit too highbrow or whatever, but then at the same time, you can just enjoy it as a story as well. Like, you know, even if you don't pick up on all the rest of the stuff. So it's actually kind of accessible in that way, don't you think? Because it could so easily end up being pretentious, but it's not. And then, of course, you've got the references to things that happened in the author's life, and then that's just the icing on the cake. I mean, if you know what to look out for. Like, did you know that the letter W was important because of its similarity to Why are you looking at me like that? No, you've got a weird kind of half smile, half smirk, half whatever. That's too many halves, but you know what I mean. Hey, stop laughing. Seriously, what is it? Oh God, I was doing it, wasn't I? I've been totally rambling on and on, and shit, I'm so sorry. You must think I'm some crazed weirdo who corners men at parties just so she can rant to them about her favorite books. Actually, maybe that's kind of accurate. Sorry, this is embarrassing. This is just okay. I'm just gonna shut up now and go get a fucking drink or something. Anything to stop the awkwardness. You coming? Oh, well, yeah, I do get kind of rambly about things I love. It's actually one of my most annoying features. Cute. Well, shit. Well, thank you. I think this not. Yeah, I kind of wasn't expecting that. Still, I'm sure you didn't come here for fucking literature essay. Probably bored half to death listening to me going on. So, well, no, I suppose you don't look bored. Actually, you look like you're thinking about something else entirely. Something a little. Naughty, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, you're not that good at hiding it. No, I'm quite flattered, actually. I mean, you've barely taken your eyes off me the whole time I've been talking. And I did notice you staring at me when we met in the kitchen earlier. I didn't think you'd be interested enough to follow me, but obviously you were. And, you know, now that I'm looking at you properly, you do have very pretty eyes. Not to mention you're kind of cute yourself. Oh, sorry, have I just completely misread this situation? Was that inappropriate? You know, because sometimes I have a bit of trouble with that. I mean, not all the time, but there's been moments when I just got the vibe completely wrong and it was just so awkward. I mean, more awkward than usual. So, you know, if you just want to forget this ever happened and go get that drink, I completely understand. Or if you just want to leave and never speak of this again, that's cool too. I mean, it's. Okay. Well, I guess we'll stay here for a bit then. Quite the little tease with that tongue of yours. Intelligent. Hot. Good kisser. I might have to pinch you to check if you're real. Nice little surprise you turned out to be. Want to let me see what other surprises you have for me? How about that one I can see straining at your pants? No, don't go all shy on me now. Wouldn't you like to loosen that up a bit? Hey, why so shocked all of a sudden? Oh, I see. So you think that just because I'm the bookish type, that I don't get turned on just like anyone else? You think just because I enjoy reading, just because I have glasses, that I can't also be good at doing this? You feel that? Yeah. That is my hand on your cock, baby. And the look on your face, you weren't expecting this at all. But this cock feels pretty hard to me. Baby. Maybe you aren't a nerdy girl's after all, No, yeah, look at you blush. You are. Isn't that interesting? What if I stroke it a little bit for you? Come closer, baby, that's it. Yeah, I like a guy who moans into my ear. And after we've only just met, too. Oh, yeah, bite your lip, baby. You like me doing this, don't you? You can touch me too, you know. I won't bite. Unless you want me to. Come on, baby, don't be shy. Let me help you. Why don't you put your hand here on my breast? There you go. That feels good. Oh, yeah. Come on, push me up against the bookcase, yeah. Yeah. You like this dress I'm wearing? Yeah, how'd you like to see what's underneath it? That's it, what a good boy. Push it up, yeah, that's it. Your hands feel so good on my thighs. You like what you see? Well, you should know by now that the pages are always more interesting than the cover. Nothing like a nice, lacy little number to get the blood pumping. Now, take them off me. Come on, that's it. Just slide your fingers. Underneath. And around behind me. Over my ass and down. That's it. Hey, I thought I was the one who was going to pinch you to see if you're real. Okay, baby, all the way off. That's it. No. Show me what else you can do with those fingers, huh? You're learning fast, baby. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, you're too good at this. Oh, fuck. Come here. Yeah, baby, I do know what I want. Right now, I want you. Hey, come on. I think I saw one of those big leather chairs somewhere over there behind this bookcase. Yeah. So comfortable. Oh, come on. Didn't you ever want to do it in one of these? Come here, baby. No, baby. I really hope someone doesn't walk in on us. That would be, so terrible, wouldn't it? Oh, I'm just teasing. No one's gonna go in. But if they do, we can give them a little show, can't we? Is that a little flutter in your breath just then? Did that turn you on, huh? Yeah, it really is always the quiet ones you have to watch out for. Wait, what was that? Shit, someone's in here. No, it's just, I didn't think anyone would actually. Why are you smiling? Wait, no, you're not gonna do what I think you're. Why are you getting on your knees? No. Oh my god, you're not gonna. But they'll hear me. But I was just joking earlier. What do you mean, hold the mo? Where the fuck did you learn that? I thought you were. God, no. God. Fucking tongue of yours. Fuck. Yeah, I'm looking at something. Fuck. Yeah, you go ahead. Yeah, I'll be out soon. No, honestly, I'm fine. I'll see you in a minute. Oh my god, she totally must have known. You were evil. Okay, maybe I did deserve that for teasing you earlier. Really? You think I deserve a little bit more, huh? You like hearing my moans? Well, that is why we're at this party in the first place. And I thought you were such a shy boy. Oh, fuck. I swear that fucking tongue of yours. I could really get used to this. God. Yeah. Fuck. Please. Keep going, baby. You're too fucking good at this. Oh my god, this is so fucking hot. Let me grab your hair. Yeah, you like that, baby? Oh, fuck. Fuck.
No, no, keep going, keep going. Fuck. Fuck. No, don't stop. Please, don't stop. Fuck. Just like that. Where did you learn to actually don't answer that? Was it okay? Are you serious? Yeah, it was okay. More than okay. I mean, fuck. But what about you? Are you sure? Wow. A guy who enjoys going down on a girl for his own pleasure. You are a keeper. Well, I'd better go and find my friend. She might be worried about me. But, we could, you know, meet up again later. If you want to. Of course, I'm sure there must be other unexplored rooms in this place. Okay, sure. Perfect. I'll see you later then. And we can make the male for female version of this, and I can listen to you moaning. Right?